Peace and honor are one. Peace and honor are one. When you can be at peace in yourself, you know that you have lived an honorable life. You know that you have done all things that are beautiful and good. When you are at peace inside yourself, you know that you are a loving person. You know that you are a fantastic person. Peace does not come to people who are confused, to people who are dishonorable, to people who live a life that is not beneficial to themselves and to others. Peace only comes to those beings who are beneficial and honorable to themselves. Are you beneficial and honorable to yourself? Are you the kind of person that you would like to be with, that you would honor to be with, that you think that is wonderful and good? Are you the kind of person that makes your life happy and hearty and joyful? Do you have a lot of tensions and anxieties? Do you have a lot of feelings of things not going perfect in your world? If you have those feelings, if you have those tensions and anxieties, if you have those inabilities to be at peace with yourself, then it's time to straighten out your act. Now, you can straighten out your act. You can straighten out your act no matter what your past has been, no matter what your present has been. You can straighten out your act. Now, the way to straighten out your act is to think about being at peace. Now, what things would delight you as a peaceful person? What things would make you happy as a peaceful person? Well, as a peaceful person, you tell yourself, I speak only beneficial, loving, gentle things about myself and everyone in my world. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, no matter who I think about, I think loving, gentle, beneficial thoughts. It's not a matter of, did I stub my toe at any place along the line? It's a matter of, what am I doing now? What am I thinking now? What's going through my consciousness right now about the world, about me, about what's important to me? Do I look at other people and judge? Then you can be sure I am judged very strongly by all people in the world. If I look at all people in the world with non-judgmental attitude, with a purely non-judgmental attitude, then you can be sure I will not be judged either. If I look at all the experiences that go on in the world, if I look at all the movies and I look at all of the videos and all the experiences on television or on radio or on the movies or in life, especially in life, and I find in them peace and harmony and right action, then that is what takes place in my life. That's what takes place in mine. But if I don't, if I judge the world, if I possess the world, if I look at the world and I am touched by it, then I am not a free spirit. I am not a person who lives in peace and honor. I am not enjoying that peace and honor are one. Look at all of the people in the world around you. And if all of these people that you see are loving people, gentle people, honorable people, peaceful people, then you can be sure peace dwells in you. But if you look at the world around you and you find it filled with confusion, find it filled with violence, find it filled with unhappiness, then that is in you. And do you want that? Do you want that to be in you? Do you want to be a person filled with unhappiness and filled with with all the terrors and things that are not pleasant at all? Now, we have heard from our medical people and our scientists that frustration and tension are some of the greatest killers on earth. They are things that go on in people, and there are things that we do to ourselves. This tension, this anxiety, we do this to ourselves. We can say, now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. Now there is peace in my heart, and it again began with me. Now there is love in me, and it began with me. Peace and honor are one, and they are present in you and present in me today. They are present in us as we think beautiful, honorable, loving thoughts, as we think beautiful, honorable, loving attitudes about ourselves and the world about us. As we think these beautiful, honorable, loving thoughts, we experience them 100%. Now, no one can do it for us. No one can extricate the unhappiness in our life. No one can take out of us that which is unpleasant or that which is not desirable. Only we can do that. We know how it is. We have read about it. We have heard about it. We have seen how people do things. But in truth, really in truth, if you watch horror movies after a while, you are jaded to those horror movies and you think nothing of them. They do not disturb you. Well, now, perhaps that's a good thing. But why put horror movies in your mind in the first place? Why do you want to have something that is so terrible, that upsets you, that causes your adrenaline to jump and leap all over the place, that causes you to be out of balance? Why do we want those things? We want those things because those are the things that we think are something amusing, something that is taking us away from the humdrum day of our life. It's up to us to choose who we're going to associate with. And the movies we look at are what we associate with. The things that we choose in our life are what we associate with. What are these things that we associate with? How beneficial were the early people who did not have television, radio, and newspapers and magazines and all that media that went on? They had other things that went on and caused them disturbance and caused them to be upset. But they were more in control of it. Their violence was not that strong, unless it was in particular things in wars that they were active in. But if you didn't want to be in war, you could go to a country that was a peaceful country. If you didn't want to be in a place where there is unhappiness or in harmony, you can go to a place where it's not. And that place is not necessarily another city, another town, another country. That place is in your heart. That place is in your soul. That place is inside of you right now. Inside of me right now. Do I want peace? Do I want honor? Do I want love? Do I want unconditional love? It starts and completes itself right inside of you and me. So if I want to have a world that is filled with balance and harmony and joy and peace, honor, love, what I do is to create that world inside of myself by my every moment thought, by my every moment attitude about myself, by my every moment encouragement of my inner self, of who I am. We are known by the company we keep, we are told by our parents. And we want to associate with a good company that is going to be beneficial and lovely and generous and fantastic in every possible way. And if this is true, then we start with ourselves. And we start with ourselves today. So today I say, peace and honor are one. I live in a world of peace and honor by my every thought, by my every activity, by who I am. And this is my eternal life today that I live, because it's my choice. Join me on this wonderful attitude of there now is peace on earth, and it began in me. There now is peace on earth, and it began in me. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.